Blog Talk Radio.
Dust gathers on the dashboard now. Got the drop top, don't stop, keep on going.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Marv. On the show today, we have a super talented singer-songwriter and recent WABBA Award winner, Devin Nichols, joining us. We'll talk with Devin about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And speaking of Devin, I think she's on the line, so let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Devin Nichols to the show. Hey, Devin, how are you?
Good. Sorry, I'm trying to figure it out. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for taking a little time to join us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to finally talk to you.
The song we just played at the top of the show is called Lights, and that's your newest single, isn't it?
It is. I actually have a music video out for it right now on YouTube and all that fun stuff.
Yep. I think I've been seeing that floating around social media everywhere. So I need to check that out sometime.
Oh, absolutely. You have to let me know what you think.
I'll do it. I kind of like to start out every interview with kind of the same question. Just kind of introduce yourself and tell everybody how you got into the music business.
All right. Well, hey, everybody. My name is Devin Nichols. and I am 20 years old. How I got in the music business? Really? It was just, I've always loved singing. I've sang since I was a little girl. My mom's thing was that I never shut up, so I was like a radio stuff on. So I've just always, sang, and I knew this is what I wanted to do, and I've just been pursuing it ever since I was little. Even when, you know, you go into school and they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I always said, I want to be a singer. And they usually told me I needed to pick another career choice, but I'm not giving up on it.
True. You know, I know you sent me some stuff last night, A Lot being one of the songs you sent me, and I love this stuff. Seriously, I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, and before we kind of get into the fun stuff, I did want to ask, you're a big animal lover, aren't you?
I am. I love animals.
I've heard in several interviews, I won't mention who, Chris Talk, that you've got quite the zoo there, don't you?
I do. I go from horses to pigs to turtles to cats. I got almost anything you could think of. And they're all rescued,
wow.
So they all have their own little stories behind them.
That's pretty cool, actually. you know, I was poking around a little bit on your website. I kind of researching a little bit before this, and I told you on Facebook that I'll be up in your area in September. So
I know, that's so exciting. We'll have to try and meet up or something. Then we can actually meet face-to-face.
I'm down for that, absolutely. I'm actually going to a Orioles baseball game. So.
Oh, I saw you said you were going to baseball, but I didn't know it was the Orioles. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I have a dream of seeing all 30 major league stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. So. And I'll be 30 in September. Yeah, I'll be 30 in September. September 7th, actually.
All right, I'll have to put that on my calendar.
Alrighty. Alrighty. Let's see. I've seen 24 stadiums so far.
Oh, you're almost there.
Yeah. In the past about 3.5 years, I've seen 24 stadiums.
That's amazing.
And,
well, I think you're
going to
make it.
I hope so, and I'm writing a book about it, too, so.
Oh, well, you'll have to let me read a copy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I did have some kind of fun, kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're up for it.
All right, go. I'm ready.
What are you currently watching on TV right now? Like, what shows are you into, and what music are you listening to?
All right, what shows I'm into? Well, when I do finally get a moment to sit down, some might laugh at me, but there are new SpongeBob episodes out. So there hasn't been new SpongeBob episodes in years, so I'm really excited about that. And
that's the first time we've ever had that answer on that show. So that's the first time we've ever had that answer. It's the first time for everything.
New episodes. Like, that's what I grew up with. And now they're finally making some new ones. It's awesome. And then music.
That's cool.
Oh.
Music-wise.
Music-wise? Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the new... Oh. There's so many new ones out, it's hard to tell you how to pick. But I'll say the one that I just keep jamming to is Thomas Rhett's, his new one, the T-shirt. Look good in my T-shirt.
Yes,
it's just such a great, it's such a good summer song. It's just so much fun to jam out to.
Yeah.
And I just love him.
Good.
He's awesome.
I got a brand new one out called Vacation.
I know.
Check that one out too.
Oh, I heard about it, but I haven't got to hear it yet.
Oh man, it is like the jam, you know, right now.
More of a beach jam than T-shirt. All right, I have to check it out.
Tons more. I'm actually staring at my phone right now, and some of this music I've got on my phone would be here all night.
that's not a bad thing.
I'm more into the independent country music scene, you know, like.
Oh yeah.
I'm really digging Kelly Bannon, Landlocked. I love that song. Of course, a lot of your stuff I jam out to.
Oh. You're just saying that.
it's very true, actually. And and like I said, that's one of the main reasons I started the show. Is to give indie artists a voice. You know what I mean? A place they can go to kind of promote themselves, promote their music or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you this: I will do everything in my power to help that indie artist along. I'll do everything in my power.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you having me on today and finally getting to talk to you. It's hard to find genuine people nowadays, and I'm very thankful.
It really
to
is.
Have
when we booked this, I texted my co-host. I'm like so excited for this. It's just not even funny.
Oh, I know. I'm glad it finally worked out.
Yeah, I know. So what I'll try to do is I'll try to book guests within at most 2 weeks in advance. Just to kind of give you a little time for your scheduling or whatever, you know. So that's how I go about doing it.
Mhm. I know. Everybody's busy nowadays.
Especially in summer with all the summer festivals and concerts and stuff going on, especially summer. So.
Mhm. Yeah. Everybody is off on vacation, so I'm working all the time.
Oh yes.
It works. It's good.
And that brings me to my next question. Kind of focusing on music a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What is the songwriting process like for you?
I'm not the very typical where you can sit down and, like, write a song and there it is. I come up with random ideas all throughout the day or, you know, I'll just be, I work at a feed and pet store, so I'll be cleaning animal tanks and then I'll just, like, be humming to myself and I'm like, oh, that's a good line. And I'll just type it into my phone and then it might sit there for a week, it might sit there for a month, but that's really how I go about it. It's just, I come up with random ideas and then somehow... Sometimes they form a song, and I'm very happy with it.
Here's the fun part of the interview. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a scenario. You're stranded on a desert island. What are the three things you must have with you?
I'm stranded on a desert island, and I'm only allowed three things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, am I allowed to... Am I allowed to have a boat?
If you want to.
I would say a boat would be nice. Just to get back to civilization. another thing I would probably have, this might sound silly, but I love to color. So coloring books would be great. And I guess directions, so I know how to get back home.
That works. okay.
Am I allowed to have water too? Is that a thing? Or
that's That's kind of obvious. Desert Island, you know, that's kind of obvious.
Yeah,
you know. Anyway, another fun question I have for you.
Okay. Fun questions.
If you could sit down and meet Are you still there, Devin?
I am.
My phone crapped out on me. Oh, sorry about that.
My phone
kind of crapped out on me. If you could sit down and meet anybody, a living or dead, and have lunch with them, who would it be and why?
Chris's interview, which I'll still stick to this. I would love to sit down and, music-wise, I would love to sit down and talk to Taylor Swift. And just, like I told him, I would just love to learn all her secrets because she has been very successful in just any aspect of the whole music business and songwriting and connecting with fans. So I definitely would love to sit down and just talk to her. Anybody that... not musical, I would love to sit down, and it'd be really cool to talk to my grandmother. I've never got to meet her. She actually passed away from breast cancer before I met her, but that would be really cool to just sit down and talk to her and see, you know, just about, you know, her life and the reason that I'm named Devin is because there's a big horse show in Devin, Pennsylvania. It's called Dressage at Devon, and that's one of the last horses she went to before she passed away. So that's how I got my name, and it would just be really cool to talk to her and, you know, learn more about her.
That is kind of cool. And before we move on, have a caller that just popped up, and I believe I know
we
who this is. Hold on 1 second.
Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
I believe I know who this is. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
I think this is Patrick, is it?
Yes, it is, Cody. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Patrick. How are you, buddy?
Patrick, hey.
Hi, Devin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Just wonderful listening to this great interview.
Now, is this the Patrick from
Pennsylvania?
It is. Okay. Hey. Long time no see.
Yeah, I know. It's been since CMA Fest.
I know. See, it seems like yesterday, but it wasn't.
Oh, it seems like 3 years ago. I just want to go back.
I know. Me too.
And then hopefully next year we got to get Cody down there for it.
I know.
Too.
I thought I was going to get to meet him.
Hey. I was supposed to go to the AWAB Awards in June. But that was my cousin's wedding day, so I couldn't miss that.
Oh, well.
Right.
Think,
you had to
go
to the wedding.
I know.
It was my cousin's wedding day. I couldn't miss that.
We'll forgive you this time.
But we will. But we will. We'll get into the Wobble Awards later. We will get into that.
Yeah.
Well, I figure I'd just give a quick call to say hello and let you know I'm enjoying the interview so far and looking forward to hearing the rest of it.
Aw, I'm so glad you called in.
And Devin, hopefully I can get across the state to see you at the fairgrounds in, what is that, September?
September 11th at 3 o'clock. I really hope you can come.
So do I. I'll get to see you and Jordan Rager, who I've followed since, God, that kid was 12. 13
mm-hmm.
when I started following him, so.
I'm excited to meet him.
Oh, he is a great, great, great kid. Like, I know
well,
the whole family.
Well, you
better
come
up. Well, trust me, if I say he's even in the area, his mother would be like, you better get up and see Jordan.
Good, that means you're coming.
I sure hope
yep.
I can get off work and get up there, so.
Me too, I hope.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you, Patrick. Patrick's a great guy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. I know. I got to meet him at the Wobble Awards, but I didn't get to meet you.
I know. You know, and speaking of the Wobble Awards.
Yeah?
You picked up, what was it, the two awards back in June?
I was nominated for the top fan and top song. Patrick
mm-hmm.
actually got the top fan, as I'm pretty sure. I think it was he, the top fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the top song, which I was very, very surprised to. I was wanting to even be nominated because there's just so many talented people that, you know, are part of the WABA Awards. And
right.
I was very, very surprised to even be nominated. And I was even more surprised to have actually won. Like, I didn't even register
exactly.
for Perfume. And
mm-hmm.
it didn't even register to me that he called my name. I was like, wait, what? Did you say my name? And it was
yeah.
really cool. And have it up in my room.
That's the same thing with me. Of course, I'd known about the Bravo Awards because a lot of my friends were nominated. So
mm-hmm.
when they posted the link to the awards, I said, all right, I'll go on there just to see who I was nominated. And when I get down to top fans, I'm like, wait, what? I had no idea I was nominated. I'm like, is this some kind of joke or something?
No, no way.
But yeah, Chris is a great dude, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Chris is just a great dude.
Oh, I know. I love him to just have been introduced to him, and he's so great at, like you, you know, wanting to help and promote independent artists and give them a voice. So it's really cool that you do this and that, you know, he does the same thing. He's a great guy. He really is. He genuinely wants to help people.
I'm going to be honest with you. Chris
yeah.
is somebody I think is one of the best in the business. So
absolutely.
And to be mentioned in the same breath as Chris, that's kind of an honor.
Aw. But really, he
and,
is. He's awesome.
Yeah, he really is.
Mm-hmm.
Another question I had for you,
okay.
and I always ask this one, because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, see, honestly, there is nothing I would change about my career. Of course, there's been those ups and downs, and there's those moments where, like, I look at it and I think if that had happened the way I wanted it to, then, you know, I'd be doing this instead. But there's a lot of people that I've met through the years that I probably wouldn't have met if, you know, something had taken off when I thought it was going to, or, you know, when there was a low. I really don't think there's anything I'd change, because I have such great people that I've met now and that I'm working with now, and people that I've met in the past that I worked with that now know the people that I'm working with, you know, and recently. And it's a small world and it's a big circle. So it's cool to see people that I've worked with back when I was in ninth grade. I was, you know, 14 years old, that work and, you know, are friends with the same people that I'm recording with now when I'm 20. So, yeah, there's nothing I would change. No, nothing I'd change.
Now, let's talk about Nashville first. I love that city.
Mm-hmm,
me
too.
I live only about 3 hours west of the city, so...
Lucky.
And I have family there.
That's
so
awesome.
I try to get to Nashville pretty much every opportunity I can.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I love
yeah,
about
I love
Nashville is this.
Yes.
The thing I love about Nashville is this. It's a big city, but then again, it's a small town, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's crazy to, like, meet somebody, and then they know somebody that you know, and it's, yeah, everybody knows everybody, and it's definitely a small world, and you realize that, especially being down there. I go there, and there's so many, there's so many people there from Maryland, and I'm like, what? I never even met you in Maryland, but here we are, 12 hours away.
In Nashville, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and something else I love about Nashville is literally, you can drive 10 miles in any direction and basically be out in the middle of a cornfield.
I love the country.
Oh, me and you both. I'm kind of both. I love the country and the city. I mean, I guess I'm the weird one.
See, I like going in the city, but only for a little while. I grew up on a farm, so that's my
right.
kind of thing.
So did I, actually. So, I understand where that's coming from completely. Let me see if I have anything else for you.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, a lot is your a brand new single. When did you release that single? I just got it last night. So when did you release that single?
Oh, when did I release it? I released it a couple months ago, and it's been going off by storm. It was on a local radio station here in Maryland. It won 10 nights because it was this competition where people call in and vote on which song they like better each night, and you had to get to 10 10 nights. And I was shocked. If you haven't seen it on Facebook yet, you probably want to look it up and laugh at me. But, you know, I have videos of me listening to it on the radio, and, like, I beat Chris Stapleton, Alabama's new single. It was crazy.
Wow.
And, I was very surprised.
Nuts.
Very, very surprised by those two. I cried a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, a lot. It's on Facebook. but, yeah, I released it a couple months ago. I actually wrote Light last year, a little around this time, and recorded it. It was recorded in the House of Blues studio in Nashville.
Wow.
And it was a lot of fun. I wrote it with two of my friends, Craig Wilson and Jay Took. And they, you know, produced it, and it's been taken by storm. You know, it was on the radio. It got me to perform at Launchtime Live, which is a big deal down here in Maryland. And now I have a music video for it, and it's just been getting all over the place.
Awesome. Now you mentioned first time you heard it on radio is on Facebook. Now, I love when artists post videos like that on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. That's really really cool to see an artist a reaction to hearing their song on the radio for the first time. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool for me.
I just wanted to tape it because, you know, this is the first time that my song was on the radio, and then it just kept going from there, and people kept wanting videos, and I'd come home from work and try to brush my hair and look decent and put a video up, and then we move on to the next night, and it was crazy, and I just couldn't thank them enough for calling in and voting and such the response that I got. It was crazy.
You've piqued my curiosity. I'll definitely have to look up that video now. You piqued my curiosity.
You have to.
You piqued my curiosity now. Well, 30 minutes kind of flew by, didn't it?
I know, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, every time I'm doing the show, and I have a little a countdown clock in my studio. Which my studio only consists of the laptop, basically. I have a little a countdown a clock in my studio. When that thing hits zero, I'm like, wow, this went fast.
That just means you're having too much fun.
Probably, but seriously, you know, I have a ton of respect for you and what you're doing as a indie artist. I have a lot of respect for it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's
and I hope I'm not overstepping here, but in the 30 or so minutes that we've talked, I do consider you a friend.
Oh, no, you're just considering me a friend?
Yeah, no, we've been Facebook friends for like a month. I mean, you know.
I know. So. I knew exactly who you
but,
were from the Wobble Awards. I know, I kept voting for you.
I appreciate that. and
I'll be honest, it was between you and Patrick, and then me occasionally, but...
I'll hopefully make it to the awards next year. Cross my fingers, I'll make it to the awards next year.
And if not, we'll have to try and meet up when you're in my area.
Like I said, I'm down for that, absolutely. I wanted to thank you again for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and talk with me.
No, thank you. I'm glad we finally were able to figure it out. Everybody's busy scheduled. It gets hard sometimes,
no.
But I'm glad we actually got to talk.
And I'll tell you this again. If we can ever do anything for you on the show, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You know, and I think I'm going to put you go, and I'll definitely be talking to you later, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. We'll have to do it again sometime so we can talk to your co-host.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredible sweet Miss Devin Nichols. I honestly have not laughed that much, and I have no idea how long. She's just okay? So I'm working on next week, on August 2nd, we have the incredibly talented Miss Akira and Jean coming back on the show, yes again, to talk about her brand new EP that is coming out next Friday. And I think with that, that's going to end the announcements. And I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Sweet Days with Mark. Thank you, and goodbye.